prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the last day of June 2025. Welcome to the next broadcast. We're glad you're with us. And I do sincerely mean that. You're in for a really, well, we're all in for a treat tonight. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. Before we go to our guest tonight, though, Lord willing, this coming Saturday, we're going to have our Bible study, first one in a month. You know that because Phil took some time off and got us kind of, he wanted to just take a vacation. I don't blame him. So we're back on, hopefully back on track. So starting this Saturday, you can join us live if you want by going to the website, pastorbutch.com, and clicking on Rumble. And watch us live at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can join us. We start out the first half hour of prayer requests and praise reports. 11:30, 12:30, we do Christian worldview news, prophecy in the news. Then one of the two, we do a Bible study. Come and join us, folks. It doesn't cost a dime. If you have a computer, pastorbutch.com, go to Rumble and click on there, and there will be. If you don't have a computer, you can listen on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. We'd love for you to join us. I mean that, folks. This has been a month since we've been together. I'm looking forward to getting back together again. There's a lot to talk about, a lot going on. So do come and join us. And while you're on there with us, watching us, or listening to us, you can actually call in and talk to us with questions and comments. This is not about me or you. It's about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and doing our best to get the truth out. And tonight's program is just the same. And I'm very honored tonight to have a gentleman I've been trying to get a hold of for a while. I see him all over the Internet doing all kinds of interviews. A man that I respect for what I've seen go through, for what the price he's paid for taking a stand and telling the truth. We're going to talk to Dr. Peter McCullough. Now, Dr. Peter McCullough is absolutely qualified for a lot of different reasons. Now, this man has got a bio as long as my arm, and I go through some of it, but I'm going to let him tell some by himself. Then we'll discuss something like that's of, I think, utmost importance for those out there who may have took the jab. Dr. Peter, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me, Pastor.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's an honor to have you, Dr. Peter. And I, as I said, it took me a while to get a hold of you. I mean, you're a busy young, you're a busy man, a young man too, I should say, compared to me, but you're a busy fella.
Well, the last 6 years now have been a time of crisis for people. I can't tell you how many desperate calls I've gotten from patients early on. They were sick with this virus that, you know, came out of a Chinese biosecurity lab. Can you imagine? 97% of us got sick from a virus that came out of China. And then to follow that, instead of helping us, people started getting sick with the vaccine. So it's been a busy 6 years.
And I do believe the vaccine probably more deadly than the virus. It's a different topic on that, but there's so much going on here. It's unbelievable. Tell the folks a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind, Dr. Peter, and what your qualifications are, what you did. I know you're a cardiologist. I know you were working different things as a professor, but tell us about a little bit about your background.
Well, I am an internist cardiologist, board certified in practice in Dallas, Texas. I've got a background in epidemiology, a degree in that additional field from University of Michigan. But I went to Baylor undergrad and then University of Texas Southwestern, medicine residency in University of Washington in Seattle, University of Michigan School of Public Health, cardiology fellowship at Oakland University, William Beaumont School of Medicine, and I've held leadership positions in big places. I was the chief academic and scientific officer of Ascension Health. I was very highly ranked at Baylor University Medical Center here in Dallas, Texas. And so when the pandemic hit, I felt it was my duty as someone who was one of the more prominent doctors in the country to put all my efforts into helping people avoid hospitalization and death, and that's what I did.
Well, how in the world do you find time to do anything with all the stuff you've already done? I mean, that's amazing. I mean, with what you, the schools you went to, the work you're involved in, I'm amazed you find time to say hello to anybody. But now, when this situation first came out, I caught the plan that they make. There's a lot of things there that you may have time to get into, maybe not. But when you saw this first coming out and you saw the people being sick, what was your recommended treatment?
Well, I put it in writing. I published it and copyrighted it. McCullough Protocol was the most widely used approach worldwide. Thank the Lord. People, learned about it. They followed it all over the world. It's been credited with saving millions of lives, sparing tens of millions of hospitalizations. And it was published in the American Journal of Medicine in August of 2020. So, that was pretty quick since the onset of the pandemic to get all the ideas together, prominent author list. I was the lead, but we had contributions from Emory, from UCLA, from Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit, so we had lots of great ideas. And then we quickly had more data, and we published an update in Reviews in Cardiovascular Medicine in December of 2020. And by that time, we had clear and convincing evidence that early treatment worked. It was the most ridiculous thing that Anthony Fauci told America in 2020, that there was no treatment, and you had to sit around and wait until you were sick enough to go in the hospital and then start treatment there. We don't treat any pneumonia like that. I knew that was wrong. We're getting wrong advice from, the top man advising Trump. And so it involved up front just opening the windows, getting fresh air. The virus tends to build up inside houses. You don't want to sit in your house when you're sick. I used to tell patients, get on the front porch or back porch, air out your house, just like in the olden days with measles. And then immediately we start nasal sprays and gargles. Very important. Anthony Fauci never told anybody about nasal sprays.
No. He said wear a mask and we'll stay 6 feet apart.
The mask off. The mask doesn't kill the virus, but I tell you, nasal sprays, will you take a salt water, drop it to iodine in it, spray it up the nose, sniff it back, blow it out, cough it out. Gargle, scope, Listerine, a little iodine in it, that's fine. And we started out with country formulas, and then companies came out. Cofix RX made a good spray, and Betadine. There were throat sprays that came up. But when you got sick, you had to do this every 4 hours. But I have to tell you, in order to prevent COVID, you could do it twice a day if you were fine. And it worked great to prevent COVID. It was way better than a vaccine. But we never saw doctors telling their patients about nasal sprays and gargles. There were dozens of trials. There was even a clinical trial in the hospital. So if people got in the hospital, you do the nasal spray and gargle, you knock down the amount of virus in the nose. Because if the virus is multiplying in the nose, you keep breathing it down the lungs. That's the reason why people get sick. So nasal sprays and gargles were up front. Anybody hearing this for the first time, get you a nasal spray and gargle and do it twice a day religiously. People say, well, what should I get? Well, if you want to use water, a pinch of salt, and drop or two iodine, country remedy, that's fine. You want to buy a brand name? The brand name I like the best, actually, is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. And then the companion gargle is spry, S-P-R-Y. It's a xylitol-based, but it's very good. Okay. Beyond that, we start vitamins, vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D in high doses, quercetin, and we use over-the-counter aspirin, because remember, the infection caused blood clotting, so you got to start aspirin right away. After that, sicker people, at first we used hydroxychloroquine, which is partially effective. Then we used ivermectin. Now, that was really effective. That's the best drug of all. But you know,
the mainstream media said ivermectin, we couldn't even find it sometimes. They almost outlawed it.
Well, the FDA tried to outlaw it. The American Medical Association launched a campaign against ivermectin. Well, let me tell you, there was a study done from Florida, published in Chest by Dr. J.J. Roster, who testified in the U.S. Senate in 2020. It cut mortality in half. Everybody should have been on ivermectin in the hospital and before the hospital. I used it widely, widely. A man my size would take 36 milligrams a day. And let me tell you, it cleared up COVID quicker than anything. So ivermectin was great. Government came along with Paxlovid. We used that one. Japanese had favipiravir. The Russians had, they used that one. Molnupiravir, that came out. But the point is to do something against the virus. People always need some antibiotics because the virus, you know, inflames the lungs, and then the bacteria that are there causes secondary pneumonia. So we use azithromycin or doxycycline. We added steroids. I think prednisone was the oral steroid of choice, budesonide, inhaled steroid, a drug called colchicine that we use for gout. It settles down inflammation. And then importantly, high-risk people I put on blood thinners. And my dad was in a senior home. He got it. He's flat on his back. I put him on blood thinners immediately. I didn't wait for him to get blood clots in the lungs. When the Italians did the very first autopsy of these people who died with COVID, the lungs were filled with blood clots. Do you know to this day the government doesn't advise people on any of that? To this day, do you know the American Medical Association doesn't? The American College of Physicians don't. To this day, they don't have a program.
I know that you've been accused of being a conspiracy theorist. I know that, and a lot of us have for trying to get the truth out there. But how would anyone believe that this was not at least a cover-up? Fauci did not say one thing that I could see benefited somebody who become ill. But instead,
right.
they come out with the vaccine, the so-called vaccine, just a jab, that did a lot more harm than it's done good. So how do you not say there was a cover-up? I mean, it's impossible. Unless you just want to close your eyes to it, there was obviously a cover-up. It was a conspiracy.
Well, in my book, titled Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalizations and Deaths While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex, I point out examples, Pastor, all over the world where any help to patients was blocked. This is very important, not just the United States. Anywhere in the world, let me give an example. Billionaire Clive Palmer, the big billionaire from Australia, he saw this coming. He bought enough hydroxychloroquine to treat every person in Australia.
Wow.
You know what the government authorities did when they found out about it? They seized his stockpile. They grabbed it, and they destroyed it.
How in the world could you say that was not a cover-up and done intentionally? How could anyone believe anything else?
It was in 2020. What I think would happen, since everything was blocked, do you know even Operation Warp Speed monoclonal antibodies that were very safe and effective? I use them all the time. And so this is something where it's a government-produced product. It's costly. It's very safe and very effective. That was blocked. Ron DeSantis down in Florida, the governor, he was pulling his hair. I was trying to start an infusion center. The government wouldn't ship him product. So what I'm telling you is that from nasal sprays and gargles to vitamin D to hydroxychloroquine ivermectin to monoclonal antibodies, every form of treatment was blocked. This is very important. In the world, the only conclusion is that the reason why it was all blocked was in order to prepare the world to be on their knees and accept a vaccine.
Wow. And obviously that There's no way to deny that. After what you just revealed to us, and I did not know some of this, there's no way to deny that. It obviously was done on that for that purpose. And I have to say this, too. Maybe they wanted billions of people to die. I don't know. But there's something more to it than just, ignorance. This was done on purpose. For whatever reason it may be, it's done on purpose.
It was done on purpose, but it was done simultaneously and all over the world.
See, that's what I mean. Yes, exactly. Yes.
So,
yes.
Pastor, I have to ask you, listen, you can't get the world to agree on anything. They don't speak the same language. They don't use the same currency. They don't. People don't practice the same religions. What can get the entire world to do the same thing?
Fear.
The same thing.
Fear. Fear. That's the only thing I can say. Fear.
Well, many would interpret this to say that everything, you said it, everything that was said to be done harmed people, from wearing masks and locking down and denying them treatment and forcing them vaccines and forcing fear and suffering and hospitalization and death. It's so heinous and it's so simultaneous and it cuts across all religions and all countries. Many have concluded it can only be the work of Satan.
Wow. Now, I'm glad to hear you say that. I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. A lady wrote a book that I have a copy of here, and she said something really, just a few words. Fear plus confusion equals control. I thought that's very well said. Very well said.
Oh, did you see how fearful people were? And, you know, they still are. I was in the airport the other day, and people still wearing masks.
Oh, yes.
The people wearing masks look so scared. This has been 6 years of fear. Do you know that people are so fearful of what's happened to them? They've taken the vaccines. And I just testified in the U.S. Senate May 21st, 2025. It's clear. There's no argument. Everyone agrees. The vaccines cause heart damage. Do you know how fearful people are who've taken the shots? They come to see me and say, Dr. McCullough, did I suffer heart damage? Now the government admits the vaccines cause heart damage. What drug would you take, or what vaccine would you take that would cause heart damage? I'd never take one.
And I understand that, and I think it's done a lot more than that. I understand that it may cause turbo cancers and maybe even some blood clots. I've just studied different directions, different people I've had on this radio broadcast, and well, I read it myself. So obviously this, I'm going to say right out, this was a cover-up. This was done on purpose. Now, in your opinion, doctor, and I respect your opinion because I know where you're coming from. I watched you before, and I respect your opinion. Why do you think they didn't want the truth out there? Other than control, do you think they wanted people to die? Do you think they really like to want to reduce population, like Bill Gates said he'd like to do? I mean, is this all part of it?
Yeah, I think the aspiration was global vaccination. You know, Gates, Fauci, Tedros Ghebreyesus at the WHO, Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum. They were all aligned. Their goal was to see if they could get a needle in every arm all over the world.
And what's the purpose behind that? What do you think the purpose was to do that?
Well, they claim it's for the good of humanity.
Oh, of course they claim that.
It's obviously been a disaster. But let me tell you some good news. Unlike some countries, you know, some countries, Canada, Australia, they could be over 90% vaccinated. Do you know USA Facts, which gets the original CDC data and presents it fairly? Among Caucasians in the United States, do you know how many people took two shots to get fully vaccinated?
How many? I don't.
50. 50%. It's a 50-50 thing. I didn't take them.
I didn't take one.
Good for you.
I don't take vaccinations, period, but no, I didn't.
Well, you're smart. Listen, it was only 44% of African Americans who took two shots. So when I testified in the Senate, you know, Richard Blumenthal, who was going hard against me from Connecticut, a senator, making it sound like everybody took a shot. People didn't take these shots. There's no way they could have saved lives. They didn't save any lives. And thank goodness 50% of us didn't take two shots. Now, a little higher percentage took one shot, and they you know, got out of it before they ended up taking two. But, you know, people who didn't take the shots, they are so glad they didn't. I don't have a single patient. I don't have a single patient coming in and say, oh, Dr. McCullough, I really wish I would have taken shots. Nobody.
I believe that. I believe that. So you now realize that a lot of people didn't take, at least some didn't take at least a second one. But what have you seen after they've taken the jab, after they've taken a shot, maybe two or three of them? What are you seeing as a result of that?
Well, let me tell you what I see in my practice and what's published and proven in the peer-reviewed medical literature. For sure, the vaccines cause heart damage. And so it's in the package insert for the vaccines. So
let me ask you one more question. One more quick question. When this vaccine first came out, there was nothing printed on the packets at all.
That's right. They didn't tell anybody anything. In fact, there was a cover-up on the heart damage. The government knew, actually, the Israelis were reporting heart damage to the U.S. government with Pfizer January, February of 2021. In fact, they had 60 cases of heart damage in the Israeli Defense Force. Two of them died. You think immediately the government would come out and say, hey, shut down these vaccines. The young people are dying. But under the Biden administration, they covered it up. So this is now in a report of which I contributed to Senator Ron Johnson and multiple other, you know, well-respected doctors. The government covered this up. Finally, they put it in the warning label. It causes heart damage. But they still don't have it in the warning label that the heart damage has consequences. When you damage the human heart, it causes a cardiac arrest or it can cause heart failure.
Well, that's common sense, you would think.
Right.
What percentage are you seeing that you work with, the people that got the jab, have gotten sick? I mean, seriously ill from it.
Well, we have two studies on the heart damage. I'm a cardiologist. The rate of heart damage, bona fide, proven, is about 2.5% per shot. So fortunately, most people are okay, but 2.5%, when you apply it to a huge number of people,
yes.
That's quite a high number. Okay, so you got that. That's proven. Let me tell you another thing that's proven. Blood clots. It's so bad. In fact, AstraZeneca and Janssen, they pulled their vaccines off the market. They caused so many blood clots. But Pfizer and Moderna cost just as many, and they kept it on the market. So I've seen every type of blood clot in the brain, blood clot shooting to the brain. Lots of public figures you can point to with blood clots, like ESPN announcer Kirk Herbstreit. He has COVID, long COVID. He should never have taken a shot, but he goes, well, I'm going to take a shot. He takes a shot, he gets blood clots that shoot to his lungs, nearly kill him. He's in the hospital. He's on blood thinners. Al Roker, a weatherman on Good Morning America. Al takes a bunch of shots, you know, in public. He's, you know, trying to do a good thing. Then he gets COVID. Then he gets a blood clot. Hailey Bieber, wife of Justin Bieber, she had a blood clot shoot to her brain, stroke. Jamie Foxx, somebody I know, I told Jamie not to take the shots. He takes them, stroke, cardiac arrest. He's in the hospital for months. I mean, it's terrible. They lead the number one defensive player of the year in the NBA for the San Diego Spurs. He was out towards the end of last year. Blood clots. I've seen blood clots going from the ankle to the hip. Never seen that before the pandemic. Never. Blood clots are typically maybe about an inch or so long. That's it. These are longest lasting blood clots. They don't seem to dissolve with blood thinners. Sometimes we have to pull them out with surgery. It's all caused by the vaccine.
Pull them out with surgery. Literally pull them out like with a pair of pliers or whatever. Pull them out.
Yeah, they're like long rubbery strands. In fact, the undertakers are reporting when they prepare the body, there's a decent number of them with this long rubbery blood clots inside. It's due to the spike protein from the vaccine.
Well, now are these people that had these clots you had to pull out? Did they survive ultimately? Or
yes, I had a pilot. I had a pilot. This is scary. He came over. He was in Atlanta. He came over to see me. I said, "Boy, this doesn't look good. Let's get an ultrasound." Huge blood clot in his leg. Can you imagine if that would have broken off when he's flying a plane? That would have been it. but he had surgery. He had a surgery, had it removed. Lots of people did. You know, Lauren Boebert, she's a congresswoman from Colorado. She had two huge blood clots in her leg. She had to have those removed. Now, she may not have taken the shots. The blood clots can happen with the virus as well. But remember, the virus was engineered in this Chinese lab. The spike protein, a little spear on the surface of the virus, it's found in the blood clots. It directly causes blood clots. There's no doubt. It's unambiguous. The next person who gets a blood clot, the first thing I ask is, did you get COVID or did you take the shots? And I measure a blood test of antibodies against that spike protein.
Well, now, boy, you're covering a lot of information right now, and then I've got questions going through your mind faster than I can ask them. So what was in the jabs? We know that it caused heart problems. They called blood clots. What else was in there? How about DNA?
Well, you got it. Well, what they did is Pfizer, Moderna. You know, messenger RNA is a normal, God-given genetic strand in the human body. Your cells right now are producing, bazillions of tiny little strands of messenger RNA. It's used one time, and then your body dissolves it. It's the genetic code to make a protein. Okay, proteins like, insulin or proteins in your skin and hair, that's all made by messenger RNA. What Pfizer and Moderna did is they chemically modified it through a process called pseudouridination to make it indestructible. So when Pfizer and Moderna get injected in the body can't break it down. And it continues to produce massive quantities of spike protein. I have one patient in my clinic, we've used some advanced testing. He still has spike protein circulating in his bloodstream 3.2 years after taking the shots.
And what does that do? What does that do? Blood clots?
The spike protein causes blood clots. It goes to the brain. It accelerates dementia. It breaks down blood vessels, causes hemorrhage in the brain. It goes to the heart and causes heart damage. Spike protein is a disaster. It's not supposed to be in the human body. It's not supposed to be there for years circulating in the bloodstream. You ask what else is in these shots. Well, four or five labs now have confirmed the shots are contaminated with little pieces of DNA. And those pieces of DNA are called SV40, simian virus 40. So it turns out Pfizer and Moderna used a known cancer-causing DNA sequence to ramp up production of the messenger RNA in E. coli. It was a super risky move. Years ago, they tried that with the polio vaccine. It was contaminated with SV40, and that was a mess.
We're back in the 50s and 60s, yes.
That's right. It actually happened during the year that I took it as a kid.
All right, we're going to break. Please hang on, Dr. Peters. Folks, take a phone call next half hour. We got a long way to go and a lot to talk about. This is beyond interesting. This is very powerful. So y'all hang in there. Right back.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. We're going to open phone lines up now, too. You may have to hang on a minute or two, but we want to talk to you. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. We're going to talk to Dr. Peter McCullough. And Dr. Peter, before we get in on the broadcast, how can folks learn more about you and check out what you do? And maybe get an email or email you or something.
Right. Well, my website, PeterMcCulloughMD.com, that'll take you everywhere. I've got the top doctor account on Twitter, top Substacks called Focal Points, my podcast, McCullough Report. It's easy because most everything is my name. And support the McCullough Foundation, McCulloughFND.org. That's what funds me to go to the Senate and tell the truth in the European Parliament and Australian Parliament. I've been one of the few doctors, you know, honestly, who's stood up for patients. Most of the other doctors ran for the hills, and people suffered.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. With all the information, just what you shared already, we haven't scratched the surface. Obviously, the pharmaceutical companies knew this was poison. They knew it. This wasn't done by accident. This wasn't. And if it had been, after the first couple of times something happened, it would have stopped it. That's the way it used to be.
Right. That's it.
What is it all about money? Is it all about what is going on besides just money? There's got to be something more to just making money. What else behind that?
It turns out the governments seem to be in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. I don't think people realize to what extent.
Politicians, too?
Yeah, well, you know, the U.S. government is a 50% patent holder in Moderna. These guys are making money.
I didn't know that. Say that again.
The U.S. government is a 50% patent holder in Moderna.
Oh, what a coincidence.
And the law allows the government workers whose name's on the patent to make all this money. So billions of dollars went to Pfizer, billions went to Moderna. It was money pouring in. And as people started dying with the shots, the FDA wasn't going to pull them off the market. Pfizer, Moderna wasn't going to pull them off. You know, Pfizer, in the first 90 days alone, collected 1,223 deaths in their post-marketing report. People were dying right in the vaccine.
How quick was that again? How long after?
That was within 90 days.
90 days.
Yeah. Listen to this. It was so bad, people were dying in the vaccine center. They had to outfit them with the CPR and defibrillators. Since when? Since when do you get a shot and have to have a defibrillator ready?
I saw that happen to a nurse in Kentucky. Took the jab and was up talking about it and fell over. And they swore she had passed out, but she died. I mean,
well, you know what? Yes. On my show, I interviewed this fellow. Maybe you want to talk to him, Harry Fisher. He's a big, burly EMT from Oklahoma. He's worked all over Alaska. And he said that he would get called out to the vaccine center and people would have cardiac arrest right in the vaccine center. He'd be doing CPR, shocking people, and he'd look back over his shoulder. Nobody got out of line. People were still waiting to get their shot.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah. My. That is a height of stupidity.
But people were in a, you said it, Pastor, a fear-driven trance. Can you imagine waiting in line to get a shot and the guy right ahead of you, they're doing CPR on after he took his shot?
Oh, my. You know, that's almost hard to believe, but I know it's true. But it's so hard to believe people be that ignorant.
You think someone say, you know what, this isn't working out. I'm going to go home. I'm not going to risk one of these shots. It's extraordinary what people did. You know, I had people, I saw some horrible cases. I had a guy who had a blood clot years ago, and that's a risky thing, blood clot, let's say 10 years ago, to take a shot because the shots cause blood clots. Well, he took the shots. And he got blood clot in his leg, a shot to his lung. So instead of just laying off it, his doctor said, well, why don't you take a third one? He took the third one, then he got heart damage. It's like suicide.
I cannot comprehend that. Moa, you know, you're located in what state? Is it Michigan?
In Dallas. Dallas, Texas.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I wish one's far away. I'd like to come and see it personally, and you know, but that's the way it is. I live in West Virginia, so I'm a little ways away from me. But since you've been out exposing all this, are you seeing any movement anywhere to sue anybody, put anybody in jail, or anything going on?
No justice. No justice. The only court that's open, Pastor, is the court of public opinion. And you know what? The public in general thinks Anthony Fauci is a criminal. There's books written on it, Peter Bregan and Robert F. Kennedy and Rand Paul, my book. There's nobody taking these shots. You know, the government buys all these shots, billions of dollars, and they pour the shots down the drain, the vials down the drain. But yet, they're still buying them. And, you know, Elon Musk got in there, and to try to reduce costs, they never looked at all the money they're wasting on these vaccines.
That is phenomenal. That is, the government buys them up and pours them out, just to keep the money rolling in.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when you say government, you're saying we're buying it. The taxpayer buys it.
Taxpayer's buying it. And do you know who I'm very convinced, I said this on national TV, do you know who I think was damaged by these vaccines? He took six of them in public. You know who it was? Joe Biden.
I was going to say probably Biden.
Yeah, Biden. He developed a syndrome that's part Parkinson's and part Alzheimer's. And I see that. It's like a vaccine type of dementia. It's not classic for either one. It's clear. And then on top of that, he develops turbo cancer of the prostate.
Yes.
And
yes.
Let me tell you what. I'm just a regular doctor. I'm internal medicine, cardiology. I check the rectal exam. I check the prostate. I order the PSA. I can't believe that his doctor, Dr. O'Connor, did not check his prostate and did not check a blood PSA. I just can't believe that. In fact, I bet he did check those. He does an annual physical, I think, in January, February. So if he had his annual physical in January, February, and then by the summer, he's got prostate cancer, and you know, it's Gleason grade 9. It's the most aggressive cancer, and it's already crawling up his spine and his pelvis. There's only one answer. it must be a turbo cancer related to the vaccine. The vaccine has the pro-cancer DNA fragments, SV40. The spike protein inhibits our tumor surveillance systems. The messenger RNA impairs DNA repair. There's multiple mechanisms by which the shots cause cancer, and now we see cancer rates skyrocketing all over.
That's true. Even young people, young men, young women. Very young.
Oh, it's terrible. I had somebody text me the other day. He said, my high school senior daughter just died of ovarian cancer. I've never heard of that before.
High school senior daughter, 18 years old.
Yeah. Do you know this Japanese scientist, when I'm Tucker Carlson, he told Tucker he's got 13 and 14-year-old kids with colon cancer.
After they got the jab, I'm sure that has to be part of.
Yes, for sure. Everyone.
But there's still a lot of places trying to promote it and get people to take it. They're still trying to give it to children.
It's just astonishing. Do you know USA Facts? Here's a piece of good news. USA Facts has it down for children. Turns out the majority of parents said no. Only 2% of kids were given two shots. So believe me, most parents are saying, no, forget these COVID shots.
Hey, man, I still have a hard time believing that people all over the world were so gullible. And I've been a pastor for 45 years or so, on the radio almost 33 years. And I saw churches shut down out of fear. Ours didn't. And we even wrote a letter to our governor and told him, you know, he's not our boss. We work for a higher power than him. We're not shutting down our fellowship. And we didn't. I never wore a mask. I went to the doctor's office. I went to the dentist's office. They got me in without a mask. I just refused to play that game. And, of course, I got a little bit of flack. But that's okay. I didn't get cancer. I never had a heart attack. And I never got really sick. So I don't want to say other than that. You know, I mean.
There you go. Well, listen, I spent time with Tony Spell. He's a pastor down at Central Louisiana at the non-denominational church down there, Tabernacle Life. Louisiana says, shut down your church. He goes, I'm not doing it. They got strip clubs and liquor stores down the road open.
Yep.
And you know what? They came for him. They put chains around his doors of his church, and they hauled him off to jail six times. Six times they hauled Tony Spill to jail. And so he stood for what's right. He's like you. He never wore a mask. Never took a vaccine, refused to close his church. I met the Calvary Chapel in San Jose. I met the pastor there. He held strong. There's a pastor up in Calgary, Alberta.
Oh, yes.
I had a chance to meet him. He wrote a book about it.
Yes, I've had him on the program several times. We helped support him.
Yeah, they threw him in solitary confinement. Solitary confinement for months.
Yes.
There was something in the minds of people to hurt other people. There's nothing else that can explain it outside of demonic.
Well, I can tell by your talk that you're a Christian. You're born again believer. You believe in Christ and you're born again. I appreciate that, because this is demonic. This is demonic.
It is.
And there's no other way to put it. This is demonic. And people that do this are evil enough that they don't care. They're narcissists. I mean, it's all about them and nothing else.
Well, they're instruments of Satan.
Course.
Satan is working through them. And if you interpret this in a religious context, Satan has worked through Anthony Fauci. He worked through Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum and all of this. He worked through them. And Satan's got, in this whole COVID thing, it was an example where he got the upper hand. And what people had to learn is, in many ways, God wanted to see who his people were and who was going to seek redemption, repentance, and do the right thing.
And
walk in faith and respect your body. It's amazing.
I agree. It's a temple.
Do you think God wanted us to inject Pfizer genetic DNA from a Chinese biosecurity lab? Can you imagine that? It's extraordinary.
I said this when it first came out. I said that the church in the world, the Church of Christ in the world, but I'm talking about America, was put to a test and miserably failed. Miserably failed.
Agreed.
As a whole.
Agreed.
They cowered right into Satan's network and mm-hmm. played the game. Now, one more time, tell folks how they can contact them. Then we'll take some phone calls. How can they contact you?
Well, go to Peter McCullough MD. That's my website to navigate around. You can contact me through the McCullough Foundation, McCulloughFND.net or .org, McCulloughFND.net, MCCULLOUGHFND.org. And when you get in there, make a donation. Shoot me a message. My office is in Dallas, Texas. I see patients from all over the world. They fly in. I help them get better.
Wow. Well, I definitely want to know about that particular problem you mentioned for gout. I want to know about that myself, so please send me the information if you don't mind. Let's go to phone line. Let's talk to Kathy in Indiana. Kathy, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Dr. McCullough. I thank you so much for sharing your time tonight. That's very kind of you, and we're definitely grateful to you for doing that. We have, in my state, one of the largest fire stations. When the vaccines first started, the firemen had not gotten their shots yet. But they went from doing 4 or 5 runs a day to doing runs nonstop all day long, and all the people had been vaxxed. And that's why none of the firemen in that particular station ever got the vax, because they saw right away what it was doing, and it has certainly harmed really a lot of people. Very painful, very painful time. But God be magnified, we will continue to draw near to him, and he will be comfort always. But I was wanting to ask you if you know about the prescription psychotropic drugs, the Paxil, Zoloft, Prozac, how much incredible damage they are doing with causing people to kill themselves, good people, fine people, encouraged by their doctors to take it for stress, even when they have said, well, they didn't have that much stress. They would get talked into it and end up killing themselves.
Or somebody else. Or somebody else.
Kill someone else. Do you know how prevalent that is in the rest of the country?
Answer very quickly. Go ahead, Doctor. Answer that.
Right. I can tell you, they have Prozac as the lead one. It has a black box warning that it can backfire and someone can cause suicide. I don't think they should be used for stress or anxiety. And if they're used, you better have a qualified psychiatrist look at it carefully. I see people placed on these and left on them for years, and watch out. The sentinel cases were young men who were put on these, and within 6 weeks they killed themselves.
Wow. It is heartbreaking, or they will decide to kill someone else. It is really, it's like an epidemic around here.
It is everywhere, Kathy. I got to jump, but thanks, call, sweetheart. Thanks for the call. Let's go next to Chance, right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. Hello, Dr. McCullough. Boy, talk about timing, Dr. McCullough. I just received my spring 2025 issue of Health Freedom News 2 weeks ago. And there on page 13, I just read the article and saw the picture of you receiving the 2024 NHS Health Freedom Hero Award from the NHF president, Scott Tipps.
All right.
Well, thank you. I'm honored. Despite all the attempts to try to tarnish me in Wikipedia and social media, many have, been kind and gracious, and these awards are definitely heartfelt. I've worked 24/7 in the last 6 years. It's been the hardest 6 years of my life.
Amen.
Well, Dr. McCullough, I just want to say to you, God bless you for your integrity and your devotion to your professional standards and morals. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Chance, for the call. Very good call and good comments. Let's take another call from Ohio. Let's talk to Kevin. Kevin, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
This is really a great coincidence. Not so, but I just recently received last week the ivermectin mebendazole. Is that correct, doctor?
Yes.
Prescription from your wellness clinic, and I want to tell people it was just a wonderful experience. I had a licensed practicing nurse or nurse practitioner call me and do an intake, very formal, covered all the bases, and then wrote me directions on its use. So I've got a 90-day supply, and I'm already recognizing some good benefits in my health.
And like what, Kevin? Get very quick. Like what kind of benefits?
These might not sound associated, but my blood pressure lowered. I don't have a real high blood pressure, but from like 140, it's run down to 115.
Okay.
Just in general, I don't know what's causing it. Any ideas, doctor?
Well, quickly, ivermectin and then another drug, mebendazole, but again, the governments have made this hard to get at the wellness company where I'm the chief scientific officer. It's another thing that I did with others to create a solution. People have said that I've been critical of both presidents and critical of the government. But I've also provided solutions, not only in my scholarship, but also what we've done with the wellness company. It's used to treat parasitic infections. If you picked up a parasitic infection from a dog or a cat or by eating sushi or raw seafood, or it's also used off-label, both of these with clinical data, to treat cancer, especially in cases where you've done everything else, there's nothing else you can do. Why not? So if you go to wellness company, twc.com/courage, you can get in just as listener said and get ivermectin mebendazole because most doctors won't give it to patients.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Anything else, Kevin?
There was a cue for me to wait before that nurse practitioner contacted me for an intake, but once she did, it was just solid.
Very good.
I have nothing but good compliments. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. Wow, good call. All right, let's go to John in Texas. John, come on in. Welcome. Hello, John. I don't hear John. Is he there? All right, we'll have to move on. John, we losing? Call back, John, if you can. Give us a call back. 717-300-1698. Dr. McCullough, there's no way I can do this on one broadcast. I've got to have you on again sometime. This is phenomenal.
Have me back, sure.
Yeah, this has been great. I like to talk to you sometime off the air about some questions I have personally for myself, my wife, and others. Because, obviously, I have a very good friend in Tijuana, Mexico, who runs a BioCare hospital. He's a very, very well-known doctor. He's in his 80s, still practices, mm-hmm. runs a hospital. He talks a lot like you and shares a lot of information from simple answers that make sense if you just listen. Mm-hmm. And you're saying things here that work so well that they didn't want you to have them. That's how well they worked. To me, that's pretty much a guarantee that I'm going to get them because if they don't want me to have them, there must be a reason for it.
Yeah, well, you're right. What we found during the pandemic, the medical world has seemed to censor everything that works. And some of them are very simple, over-the-counter things. So people took the jab. I have to tell you, the three natural products are natokinase, bromelain, and curcumin. These are forms of spices. You can get them in a capsule. If you go to Wellness Company, we've combined them into the Ultimate Spike Detox.
Wow.
And pretty much everybody who took the shots probably ought to get this. Wellness Company, twc.health, /courage. Okay. That'll give you a discount. And then get the Ultimate Spike Detox and take away your risks of all these vaccine problems that creep up on people.
All right, folks, you heard that. We've got callers lined up here. We've got 2 minutes left. Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, you got about 30 seconds. Come on in.
Hello, Pastor Butch and Dr. McCullough. I got an article today, World Economic Forum scientists develop bird flu strain with 100% kill rate. What did you do to protect yourself from something like that? Because they're doing it down in Brazil at some institute.
Yeah, well, that's the type of thing that's going on. Go to the wellness company and get an emergency kit. The black emergency kit we designed to fend off bird flu. In fact, we sent them free out to all the farmers because administration wouldn't do anything. So go to wellness company, twc.health/courage, and get, it was called a black contagion kit that'll cover bird flu.
All right, I got to jump, Bruce. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Carolyn in Washington State. Carolyn, come on in. Got about 30 seconds.
Hi, thank you. Dr. Artis had recommended eating or chewing nicotine. What do you think of that? Or have you heard about it?
Yes, I do use nicotine in my practice, very low dose. I think the patches are the best. You can get them over-the-counter, 7-milligram patch. Helps clear up the brain fog, numbness and tingling, and some of the problems people have after COVID or the vaccine.
Oh, now, would that work for neuropathy?
Yes. My experience is if it's related to the spike protein, it can work, at least partially.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Carolyn, very quickly?
Yeah, I was wondering about the ivermectin. I did get some from India, and so there's controversy. Is it better to get it from U.S. or India? And I don't know how much to take. They don't.
I think it's fine, ma'am, wherever you get it. If it's, you know, in the standard capsule or tablet format, most normal-sized women would need about 24 milligrams a day if they got sick.
Well, now, should ivermectin be taken as a preventative, take it every day?
I don't recommend it as preventive anymore because the virus is so mild. I just do the nasal spray and gargle twice a day as a preventive.
Nice call, Carolyn. Doc, we're down the last few seconds here. We have 30 seconds left. I know I asked you this 3-4 times, but your information is too important. Give me information one more time. And is there a phone number they can call and talk to somebody there in the office or whatever?
Well, to get a hold of somebody quick, go to the wellness company, twc.health/courage. They have, you can get a membership, or you can just go in and call in. They've got doctors on call. People who want to see me, message me through the foundation, www.mccullahfnd.org. My office is in Dallas, Texas, and near DFW Airport, reasonably near it, and people come from all over the world. I'm happy to see them.
Well, please text me information that T. Bell, may find whatever that is. I could get that for the gout situation. But Dr. Peter McCullough, I would like to have you on again, if you don't mind, as soon as possible.
Okay. God bless you.
And God bless you, my friend. Thank you very much for what you're doing. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. What a powerful day tonight. See you tomorrow night. Wow. God bless y'all. Have a great night.
Armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.